critics, and Rogers and Pope at the Academy. Of course, so I got to teach about the battle line. But on the other hand, it's important that a certain amount of character show through here. As I told Ziegler, that being in a position of acting as a progressive, our critics had always been right all along, and that the fault was ours, and we weren't denying the country and so on. So I'm just welcoming Prime Minister Sato here. Let me see if this translates all right.
Fairly extensive coverage of the image, and rather impressive.
Thanks. office and talking to Chatter Point, which is important every time you see me.
Yeah, we did. It's really good. We all, everybody got a big kick out of it.
headed in. I had been in the other room, but then we saw him go outside when he came. And his, yeah, they dripped him some, I think some, I don't know, some nuts or something. Thank you. Reporting by television, the news ticker, and songs, and stands around on this, you know, once you push it past the Israeli elections in October. But I think it must be that this year we wouldn't get it done at all before we took the term. I don't think it doesn't want to get it done at all. And of course, I said, well, we have to handle that one. We had to get the genes off their heads. He said, well, they recovered. They didn't get the shares as much and so forth. Of course, it's total nonsense because they get this. Absolutely, in terms of holding the ring against the Russians, and also in terms of future arms supplies. I think that the more consideration I give to this, that we are going to have to move Henry out of this area unless he does begin to take hold of it better. The Egyptian is coming over. What he works on, I don't know. He's got to get the Israelis moved off of their entrenched position. Needless to say, we can't move to the all-out Egyptian or Arab position either. But there are some places in between there where we can. The interim settlement is, of course, the only thing we can talk about. The only thing the Israelis will ever go for. The Egyptians would have to do that and take a settlement of that sort. And the Arabs are, with the assurance that we'll do the best we can to get a better settlement later, or a total settlement later. This area will be very failed. I don't think everybody realizes how much we're going to hear. He's being more tactical and strategic. We're simply reacting to each attempt of the Congress to cut by a delaying action. And what we need is an overall strategy, which the naval, the military people simply don't come up with at all. And one which will be useful as far as supporting the United States and the European countries are concerned, credible as far as the Russians are concerned. Of course, one that we would be able to carry out. Current situation, economic situation, of course, is another concern that's set now because of the weakness of the dollar. And Colin, as usual, boy, hot and cold, but it's blowing very, very cold regarding this situation. We deal with it too. A trade bill which gives us the opportunity to cut off flows of goods in this market when they are there, but it also has my view that we ought to go all out of the energy. If I incidentally note that ironically that CBS had the series on hunger, then the series on the environment, now I have a series on energy. This is the same type of thing that they are engaging in. Knocked off balance by an hysterical reaction to what all the governors are saying. I don't feel that the appointment helps. Maybe he's doing a job. He's a good one. Maybe the Henry Theory that I talked to Rogers at the table, Camp David, about helps. Sirloin, and the script, and I told the Prime Minister. victory, there were those who wanted to accept things that they could by going to camp. They did. Coming up. off and have that kind of back. I think that's one of the great weaknesses of Kennedy. I think he's right, very responsible, but we're just incredibly dull. We just can't get enough excitement from the right. We don't know how to go.
Thank you.